Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back. We have Brian here. We're going to talk about the amazing NutriMed line. And we have hit, I guess it's tax day. People are really quiet in terms of contacting me, except for panic calls when they're in really desperate distress. You need to know you can email me anytime. And if you want it hidden until Friday, the Friday show, you can just go to our contact us and it sends it as a ninja form that Michelle will keep to Friday. So it's a big surprise. That's why it's a firing line. Ryan, I'd like you to pull up some of the top ones you're going to recommend. You know, head to toe, we have protocols that deal with everything from hair loss and thyroid, parathyroid, pineal gland problems, hypothalamic problems with growth hormone. Basically, we have nutraceutical protocols for everything. And you don't need to resort to drugs. Whether it's insomnia, ADD, or heart failure, you do not need to take toxic drugs. So, Ryan, let's start with a couple of recommendations you have.
Sure, Dr. Bill. Yeah, well, I think when you talk about toxic drugs, my mind snaps over to something that people wouldn't necessarily consider to be toxic, but I think they don't know about the lasting effects. And so something like GastroHeal would be an interesting formula for a lot of people. This is when people get stuck using acid suppressive medications or things like H2 blockers. Because they're like, well, I have reflux. There's nothing I can do. I have to use this. I like GastroHeal. It's a combination of zinc and carnosine in a specific ratio that is very healing. It's actually a chewable. And so whether it's kind of esophageal erosions, other types of erosion, it's very effective at helping with the issues that symptomatically, like our gastritis or GERD-type symptoms. But what we're looking at is a repair process. And so it's basically helping the epithelial cells that line our digestive tract to basically be restored and regain their function again. But the neat thing is, it's not there to suppress acid, and it's not there to basically be an inducer of acid, if you will. It basically can be used along with people using these OTC-type products. But what's cool is you repair the system, you can start dropping away those OTCs and get yourself away from that ticking time bomb that we talked about a lot, Dr. Bill, which is you want to suppress acid over and over again. One, you are going to expose yourself to a lot of pathogenic organisms that want to use or will come through your food as a route of entry, and you won't kill them through your first line of defense, which is acid, because you're suppressing it. Number two, your food bolus isn't going down at the right pH, which means your enzymes don't work properly, so it means it will maldigest your food. So that means probably a lot more gas, bloating, and other kinds of problems. And number three, you're setting yourself up for a long-term situation like small intestinal bowel overgrowth or SIBO. And that is a very common thing to start seeing cited in the medical literature. It's exploding, where they're looking at this common feature that many people have where they're like, we don't know what's wrong with them, but we do know this. Or we can diagnose them into different categories of problems, but we do know they have a very common theme that something's wrong in the intestinal tract that's causing them to get an overgrowth of bacteria. I mean, it's like, well, duh, you've been suppressing acid for years. There's no doubt that you've changed the environment, the ecology. of what's going on in the intestinal tract, and so you get fat.
Well, you know, here are the consequences. When I remember having a debate back in the 1970s with one of our surgeons, and we just opened somebody up and actually had a perforated stomach ulcer. And when you get peritonitis with acid, it's not funny. But the problem is, you see, that an H2 blocker, we were very concerned when all of a sudden the pharmacies could release H2 blockers. Now the idiots have released pretty well to the public to buy H2 proton pump inhibitors. Now with an H2 inhibitor and a proton pump inhibitor, your stomach acid no longer sterilizes your upper small bowel. So now you have small bowel intestinal bowel overgrowth and leaky gut syndrome, which causes food allergies and autoimmune disease. And you don't digest your proteins properly because your digestive enzymes don't work properly. You have invasive bacteria that doesn't just get into your splenic circulation and pass the patches of the Kupffer cells in your liver. They go to your central circulation and they infect your arteries, your brain, and everything. It's just nuts. And you don't absorb your minerals because it's only 10 centimeters of the second part of the duodenum, the loop of the small bowel duodenum, right below your stomach, where you absorb all your minerals. So if you don't have proper ionization of those minerals, there's no absorption. So you will get osteoporosis, mineral deficiencies, all kinds of crazy stuff happening. And the medical profession should be indicted on this. You know, I remember doing a drug rep talk for one of the drug companies for an anti-inflammatory back in the 1990s. And they just kept on saying it's a slide set. And I said, you know what? You need to take the slide set and stick it where the monkey stuck the peanut. And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, insert it rectally, the slide set. It's just nuts. The drug companies, they sit in their quarterly meetings. And if it causes a quarter million people to get serious symptoms, or 68,000, which is for this particular drug, caused premature death, that the FDA eventually made them do a black box warning on the drug. We know, for example, nonsteroidals, just ibuprofen, will increase cardiac risk factors of a heart attack 31%. And that's their statistics published in cardiology journals. It's probably worse than that. So these drugs are dangerous, and people have to understand whether it's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, a proton pump inhibitor, an antipsychotic, God knows what, or a drug for ADD. Most of these kids, for example, put on ADD drugs during their teen years are taken off of when they leave home. And when they leave home, they end up in criminal court because their behavior gets so out of control going off the drug because they're not tapered or put on something natural, they lose it. And it's disturbing for people to take this and wonder if you're a female in your 40s or 50s, all of a sudden, hey, you've got osteoporosis or osteopenia, which means you're going to run out of bones 20 or 30 years before you run out of life. Not a funny thing, is it?
No, certainly not. People are misinformed, though, you know, what they can do.
Well, I think it's not just misinformed. They're purposely being scammed. The term I use is called scamtastic. It's fantastic, and it's a scam. And the doctors, the drug companies, I remember a drug rep coming into my office, and I've said this story before, but it's so funny, I got to repeat it. And she came and she said, Dr. Deagle, I thought you were a nice doctor. I said, well, I don't know why you'd make that opinion. She said, we give you drug samples and toys and everything. I said, that's nice. And I said, well, what's your problem? She said, well, you're not prescribing our drug or our competitors. This is a proton pump inhibitor. Or, sorry, this is a statin drug. A statin drug. And it was actually one of the new zippy statin drugs. And I said, well, I think they're dangerous. And I said, there's no such thing as cholesterol causing heart disease. Because I did the original research of Dr. Moskovitz in 1977 at the University of British Columbia. He was a biochemist and a cardiologist. And she said, well, I got a report here. I said, what do you mean? She threw it on my desk. It was about 50 pages with pie charts and histograms. I said, this shows you're not prescribing our drug or our competitor. I said, I did not see your Swami hat or your crystal ball. She said, what do you mean? I said, where the hell did you get the data? She said, your drug enforcement card, your DEA number. I said, you're kidding. My drug enforcement number you used to track my data, and you gave. And where did you get the data? Oh, we got it from Ohio. I said, I've never practiced in Ohio. Where are they? Oh, well, the company had access to the data. This is like Facebook, right? And they said, well, my boss was thinking that he should report you to the state licensing authority for not prescribing our drug or our competitor. I mean, I told her, I said, you know, have you ever seen the movie or read the book, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? I said, well, when Dr. Jekyll knew that Mr. Hyde was going to show up, he started to grow hair on the palms of his hands. And he knew that he was going to start mutating, and the seams of his jacket, his white jacket coat, were going to start bursting as his shoulders expanded. I don't feel my coat. I feel my coat a little bit tight, and my hands feel very itchy and hairy. You might want to leave the room quickly before Dr. Jekyll is replaced by Mr. Hyde. I mean, really, people. I said, whose practice is it? Is my practice? Is it your drug companies practice? Is it the state drug authorities? Or is it the big pharma business that runs all this stuff? That's what's going on. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, disgusting. Disgusting. To be honest with you, unless there's a complete collapse of the current healthcare system, I don't want a license in this country. I could get a license somewhere else, Mexico, Central America, Europe, somewhere that actually is reasonable and they actually enjoy new scientific-based functional medicine. But this country is nuts. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't see under Trump any move whatsoever by either party to develop a rational functional medicine preventive healthcare thing based on genetics, epigenetics, testing so we can get disease before it's symptomatic. By the time it's symptomatic, you're already in the jaws of cancer, terminal heart disease, or something else. It's crazy, isn't it? When you hear the medical crunch, crunch, crunch sound, that's the disease state finally finishing you off. And the drugs will medicate you all the way to Armageddon, to your own medical Armageddon. So you need to have functional medicine, which means let's find out things before you get symptoms. Let's change your biology. Let's fix the problem. Let's not medicate it away or pre-embalm you. How about that? So, I had an interesting discussion. I haven't brought this up before, but I'm going to bring it up now. Back in late 90s, I traveled around to 42 cities in Israel with a prophecy club. And when I traveled, I also got to see some classified facilities. But one of the things I found out in one of my talks in 1998, this is a long time ago, now I'm talking about 20 years ago, after I took over an international conference for prophecy club, we had about 2,500, 3,000 people from all over the world there at a church in downtown Denver, Colorado. One of the things that happened after the conference, one of the guys from Lockheed Martin decided that he wanted to talk to me because we had some neat people there at the conference. And so we met in a hotel at a restaurant in Lodo, which is downtown Denver, Colorado, and he said, you know, we want to bring in a national ID system that totally tracks you. And this is, he said, we can't do it until we bring in national health care. We're not talking about national health care that just gives you your autonomy and control so you can go to your functional medicine doctor and find out what your genetic SNPs are and how to fix your nutrients. And in other words, you're in the driver's seat. No. They want to do everything. They want total control of where you are to a cubic meter. They want to know all your stuff. This is all the stuff like Facebook and Twitter. But you have to understand, Facebook, it was recruited. This guy Zuckerberg doesn't even know how to do code. He just came up with an idea. And DARPA recruited them, the Defense Authorized Research Project, and the Deep State. Now, if you don't think healthcare, which they're moving gradually step by step by step, there's 11 states now in the United States that have legal precedent to kill you if you get beyond a certain Apache score in the ICU or if you're old. And, of course, Obamacare already had that, which is not totally dissembled yet. And believe it or not, you're not going to believe this. This is always, I think it's a joke, but it's actually in there. Did you know that the guillotine is actually a ICD-9 code for treatment? It's called...
If you've been guillotined?
No. They actually have the guillotine. They have the guillotine as a treatment for a medical illness.
For the head?
Yeah, to take your head off. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. Yeah, now, I honestly think it's... They put it in there to make sure that people would... Oh, it's all conspiracy theories. Like, damn it, no, it's in there. Now, I don't think anybody's using the guillotine openly. If they did, they'd probably get charged with murder. But believe it or not, it's just like Patriot Act 1. And if you go to the U.S. printing office and you read it, you say, you'll have a whole bunch of OMG moments. Now, you got to understand, when I worked in the ICU and I worked around the United States in various cities, from the East Coast to Colorado to whatever, to Illinois, I saw stuff as a doctor that would scare the pants off you. In fact, I'm not cruel, so I'm not going to tell you everything I know. But I got to tell you, the healthcare system is sick. And the doctors are basically just like what I call a lot of the Christians that are following Donald Trump, who's not a Christian. I call them their evil jellyfish instead of evangelicals. Now, the medical system itself, these doctors have enough brains to know otherwise. They've seen enough catastrophes on their own. But they're part of the problem. And if you discuss things, even if they have PhDs in their realm, like cardiologists, like I mentioned recently to a cardiologist, and he thought the idea that blood viscosity and inflammatory cytokines was voodoo medicine, even though it's federally certified labs like Veritas Labs or Meridian Valley Laboratories that measures viscometry, blood viscosity, related to cytokine levels and free radicals. I had a viscometer in my office in Denver, the only one west of Harvard University, because I worked with a Harvard cardiologist in the late 90s and early 2000s. Because I'm a biochemist first, I had equivalent PhD biochemistry in nuclear technology before I even went into medicine in 73. So I wasn't an average doctor medical student, so I drove my professors nuts by asking them technical questions they didn't damn well want to answer. Now, I didn't become a functional medicine doctor because I went to a functional medicine school. I originated functional medicine. I was doing it before Dr. William Ray opened the environmental clinic or Genova Labs existed or any of these other things. Okay? So you have to understand when I'm telling you things, it's because I went through the school of not hard knocks, of grinding knocks. In other words, coming up against the establishment and asking questions they didn't want to answer. But doing it at university laboratories across the country and federally certified labs, imaging studies, I took the first trained doctor in MRI scans 40 years ago. I was one of the first doctors in America trained to read magnetic resonance image scans and trained in the 70s before anybody else was trained in ultrasound. So it's really disturbing to me when I have people that otherwise think that they can market nutritional supplements and vitamins and they don't have a freaking idea how complex it is. What we do with functional medicine is more complex than any other activity of humans on earth, if you do it properly. They can do a slap job in about 2 minutes and just say, hey, this vitamin's the best in the world, I'll tell you. It's not. Okay, a lot of people, they're not absorbed, they don't persist in the body, they don't jump over gene defects, they don't do anything. Ours do. Ours jump over gene defects, they persist in the body, they're bioactivated, they're a complex web, like an orchestra of musical instruments playing to make your cells heal. But we've got them manufactured from different places, so the latest one, I have a company here in Chula Vista, is putting together my Red Deer Velvet DR, which is a stem cell support formula. We've got formulas made in Atlanta and all over the place. But you have to understand, these are medical-grade formulas. You can't compare with these other things, right? So pull out a couple of you like, and we'll expand on how we can apply them, because people need to know, please don't go elsewhere. You get advice free. You don't even have to pay for it. You just have to email me and say, hey, Doc, what do you take for XYZ?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll email you back, and it doesn't cost you a damn cent.
I think a big one, Dr. Bill, we haven't talked about it too much lately, Allicin Med.
Right.
Is certainly a very powerful formulation. It's a garlic preparation, so this is a very potent version. It doesn't smell, you know, so people can take it and take it consistently. They like that, but what it's doing is it's releasing the power of garlic, which is really the Allicin potential is what it's called. So that's why I use that term, Allicin Med. It's the release of the Allicin. So what you're taking in is that potentiation, that capability. Just like when you have garlic sitting on your counter and you smash it, you smell it or cook it, and you're like, that's the release of the Allicin potential.
But it's absolutely enzymatically stabilized because the alanase enzyme, if you have normal garlic, that's why I hear idiots. Like I've heard them, and I'm not going to say where I heard it, but it's disgusting to me to say, hey, just eat 40 cloves of garlic. No, not only will you smell bad, the alanase will destroy it before it even gets out of your gut to your target organs. You have to have a stabilized form so that the actual molecule, the allicin, gets to the target tissues to stop infection and to clear your body of pathogens that goes through the biofilm. So when people say, well, you just need to grow garlic in your garden and do this and that and you're fine, these people are nuts, aren't they?
Sure.
Yeah. They don't have any science behind them whatsoever, and they just think, well, you can just be a pharmaceutical gardener. No, not. Okay, what's the next one?
The next one, Collagen Max.
Yeah, amazing. And I got jokes about that, but Collagen Max, I tell people, hey, Doc, I don't need to buy your Collagen Max. I went and I bought some collagen down at the local health food store. I said, Collagen Max is not collagen. They said, what do you mean? I said, it's choline-stabilized orthosilicic silicon. Well, that's a big mouthful. I said, what it does is triple the rate of proline transhydroxylase. Well, what does that do, Doc? I said, it makes cartilage, the hydroviscous layer in your joints, all your connective tissues, including your fascia and your muscles, and the rebar in your bone to make sure your bones are strong. Say, would you drive over a bridge without rebar steel in it? I don't think any good trucker would, because the bridge is going to break when you bring a heavy load over it, and you're going to die with a lot of concrete on your head. Well, the problem is, people second guess and think, well, I know what you got, and I can get it cheaper, Doc. No, you can't. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, it's not collagen. By the way, if you do have collagen protein in your diet, just go down to the chicken store and eat the ends of the chicken bones. Chew them. And that'll give you your proline, but then you got to digest it. So if you don't have gastrozyme and digestes, a lot of people are not digesting their food. You don't even know it. And they've never tested it either. Welcome back, and Ryan, let's talk about the next nutraceutical technology we have that's really unique. As I mentioned previously, I provide you free advice on how to take the nutraceuticals. Now, we have, of course, our special wellness protocols, which if you do a membership, which is $9.95 a month or $95 for a year, so you save by getting a year membership, you get access to about 350 wellness protocols. If you think a protocol is a little out of date, just email me and I'll update and send you the update with the full audio, video, and everything, because there's videos embedded in there, there's audio files, there's all kinds of additional information, including advanced medical information for health providers as to what tests to do, conventional tests, and functional medicine tests. So in fact, it's like NutraMedical University. If you actually open up those files, you're going to see a lot more than just the basic protocol of take supplement 1, 2, 3, which is what you'll get in an email. So very worthwhile to get the wellness protocols. And as I say, I'm always updating them. They're a monumental job. It's a work in progress, and it's always going to continue being a work in progress as we get more technology. Now, besides our advanced nutriments, we have the EGFT, epigenetic frequency therapy, the best delivery system for it now is Sonic Life, which you can get at least a purchase. If you contact me, I can arrange that. The one we're working with, Dr. Greg Hipskind, the neurologist on the board for InLight Technology Lumen Photon. We're trying to put through the iPads, these special infrared light pads to actually do therapy for you. We also have the atomic frequencies for minerals to activate your DNA and amino acids. So you need signal plus substance. If you don't have the top quality signal and substance in your body, you're not going to get the proper healing. We have mild hyperbaric oxygen chambers with ozone. We've got all kinds of different new treatments available to help you to at your own home. Or if you have a clinic, we can actually, you know, help your clinic get set up to add these additional technologies so you can be much more able to help people or help yourself at home, which is great. Ryan, you're back. Are you? I think we have a little...
Dr. Bell, yes.
Ah, yeah. Very good. Now, the sale products today are Vitamin O Max, Power C Plus, Nutridyne, and magnesium glycinate. We haven't talked about magnesium for a while, and magnesium is one of the most important minerals that we have, but we have Minerals Plus,
yeah.
Vitamin Mineral Max, and Vitamin Mineral Mix, and of course Life Support, that is all the minerals, and they're albion protein amino acid chelates.
Yeah.
The magnesium glycinate is the one for the heart and blood vessels. We have magnesium potassium citrate that stops stone formation in the gallbladder and the kidney. Magnesium glycinate is important, and it's a one is very much neglected. If you actually measure the blood level of magnesium, that's just blood. And remember, your body will buffer up the blood level, because if you drop below 0.10 millimoles of magnesium in your blood, you know what happens to your heart? It stops. So the problem is that one of the first things that I learned back in 1977 working as a resident at the Calgary General Hospital is that without magnesium, you're going to get massive problems with arrhythmias and cardiac arrests that won't respond to even electroshock. Magnesium is a big deal. If we're lowering blood pressure, improving perfusion, and the magnesium crosses the blood-brain barrier, is there magnesium L3-inate called brain mag. So let's talk about magnesium glycinate for a minute. This is an important one, and it's very unique.
Well, yeah, it's about bioavailability, and so when people look at magnesium, many people have heard of magnesium glycinate, but they don't usually use the true chelated material. I know people see on the label where it will oftentimes on their products say amino acid chelate next to the mineral, but they don't necessarily understand that in the industry, that can be material that was just put into a bucket, stirred around between magnesium and glycine, and they could literally claim that to be a chelated mineral. Doesn't mean it's actually going to survive digestion, be absorbed as a dipeptide. Enhance absorption 90% over a mineral salt, not bind with fiber, not cause stomach upset. The list goes on and on of the advantages of a true amino acid chelate that has been proven not to do that, like the Albion version, versus what most people are actually consuming. They're being misled because technically it is a chelate. It's not advantageous, though. So oftentimes, Dr. Bill, you've said this quite a bit, is when people move over and they try the NutraMed lineup, and they take things, they go, I've taken magnesium before, but I take this one, all of a sudden I truly feel a difference in my muscles, the relaxation, the changes in my body. Or they take Vitamineral Max, which is a very popular selling formulation, and they go, whoa, how come I've taken multis for a decade and I don't feel like this? It's called bioavailability. It's called making sure you can absorb what it is you're taking in. And so this is advantages that the NutraMed line has that most people out there just listening, like you say, to the latest, greatest testimonial, they're not even aware of the challenges of bioavailability of a lot of these nutrients. And so that could be magnesium glycinate as a whole body. And then the Brain Mag formula, if I could just jump right over to that one, Dr. Bill, is not only the original magnesium glycinate formula, it's actually then comboed, and it's a powder, you drink it, with a specific form of chelated magnesium that's designed to cross the blood-brain barrier, been studied for a couple decades. It's fascinating that the brain, even though you're supplementing with magnesium, doesn't necessarily mean it absorbs it across the barrier as well as you would like. And so they see, like, I love one of these animal studies, Dr. Bill, we've talked about it a few times, but animals that actually have the Alzheimer's disease gene versus animals that do not have the gene, there's two groups. The animals that have the Alzheimer's gene were taking this form of magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier or nothing, and then just a non-genetically variant for Alzheimer's is the other group. But what's fascinating is the group that lived the longest was the animals that actually had the Alzheimer's gene but were being given this magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier. So even though they have the genetic propensity to develop Alzheimer's and die more quickly, as the original group that didn't get the magnesium did, this enhanced their survivability and capability vastly beyond even the animals that didn't have the gene for Alzheimer's. I find that fascinating. You're just addressing one mineral that crosses the blood-brain barrier and the dynamic impact. So we think about all the challenges we have with cognition, memory, function, the degradation that leads to the Alzheimer's dementia type category and how scary and profound that is. And yet, are we addressing the basic mineral of magnesium? No, we're not. And so that opens the door wide open.
And not only, by the way, there's another big question here. This is why I say I'm a scientist first and a health provider second, is when you measure a serum level in the blood, it doesn't tell you which is the target organ, like the heart or the brain or the kidneys or other organs. Each organ and compartment it has a great deal. There's going to be a rob Peter to pay Paul kind of thing to put it in the circulation, because if your magnesium drops below, as I said, 0.1 millimole, your heart stops. So your body's going to rob it from other organs to make sure your heart doesn't stop. And as a result, you can have massive total body magnesium deficiency and you're marginally at the lower end of normal. And people don't realize that, do they?
No.
There's no blood test to tell you what's in your solid organs, is there? You know, Linus Pauling's field ion scanner potentially could do it in the future. It's not invented yet. I came up with a potential technology with a radiologist 6 years ago up in L.A. how to actually make a field ion scanner. We don't have it. We can't tell you what your organ metabolism of specific enzymes are. We can't tell you what your mineral levels or specific protein molecule harmonic resonant frequencies are in your target organs in four-dimensional space, which includes time. We can't do it yet. So they're only conjecturing when they do a blood test, which might mean that there may be multiple compartments, like your brain compartment, your internal organ compartment, your heart compartment, your kidney compartment. We're just conjecturing that a blood level reflects it somehow. We don't know. And the problem is, because we don't know, we make presumptions that we are somehow wise when we don't really don't know what's going on, do we?
Nope.
Amazing, isn't it?
I think we take a lot of liberty in saying we know, when in fact, We don't, and some of it is so blatantly obvious, we overlook. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to think that wait a minute, did we even address one of the most fundamental minerals in the body? And so you see why people like Vitamineral Max, why they like the magnesium glycinate formula, why they really love Brain Mag, and also why they like the Minerals Plus, is because it makes this kind of impact for people.
Yeah, exactly. Amazing, isn't it?
Love it.
Back in just a moment with more NutraMed White Wisdom. Do email if you have a problem. We'll help you.
Retired.
Welcome back. So, Ryan, pick out the next nutraceutical you like.
Well, we haven't talked about the shakes. Huge advantage here with regards to, not necessarily for people to add one more pill to swallow, but food for them to use. And I love this about Life Support and Ageless and Glycemic Meal. NutriComplete is a great addition to enhance your organic reds and greens to any regimen that you're trying to. We can never get enough. The formulations, though, breaking them out like Ageless, I know this is one of Michelle's personal favorites, but Ageless is a very unique formulation that looks simplistic in the way that it's designed, but it's very powerful. It's a detoxification formulation, but at the same time, for people that have challenges, they can have a weakened immune system, and so the what's in here, including like the bioactive immunoglobulin, really help get the body kind of resupported. As Michelle will comment, it's sort of like this is the key to keeping her energy and keeping things stable for her day in, day out. Life Support is a much more complex formulation, but Life Support is a full meal replacement as well. But this one is complex in that it targets so many different areas all at the same time. You're working on detoxification. You're working on a very significant amount, 1,100 milligrams of anti-inflammatory herbals in the formulation. You're looking at liver phase one, phase two, helping to support the gastrointestinal tract and work on hormonal balancing. And so this is more like a reset button for the body. Either one of them is also used in weight management. But when people are dealing with more glucose-related issues, insulin, that's higher, hemoglobin A1Cs that are creeping up, elevations in CRP levels, that can point people over to looking at something like glycemic meal. And that's a great supportive formulation because it's a little more well-rounded for those particular individuals that are dealing with kind of the glucose and weight problems.
Yeah, exactly. So that's really very important. I think the drinks are top-notch.
And the
mouthfeel is fantastic. That's what's amazing to me.
You do not have to mix these things. That's the beauty. You these don't have to go into a blender, which a lot of people feel. I would use a shake if, and they have a lot of excuses, and also oftentimes they get fatigued off of shakes. These are designed to have an absolute wonderful mouthfeel, be extremely clean, not have any artificial sugars or sweeteners or anything that people do not want to be taking in. And so by keeping it clean but having a great mouthfeel, people can use them consistently, whether they're children or adults. You can use them at different dose levels and really have a profound impact. And, as I said, kind of consolidate, in some cases, how many other things you may be taking, say, as a capsule or something to support your health.
Exactly. Now, when people take the drink alone, a lot of people are averse to taking pills. They should realize, for example, with my daughter, she doesn't like pills at all. But I mix up the Ageless Life Support Glycemix as a drink. I add a few other things to powders like the Brain Mag, etc. And she loves it. And the flavor is fantastic. The mouthfeel is good. It's not like, oh, that's yucky, Daddy. No, she loves it. So if I blend it up and I keep it in the fridge, I can give her a little glass of, say, 3 to 4 ounces in the morning. And it tops up her nutrition fantastically. We can even put the Life Support we can add the Vitamineral Mix, which is the fruit flavored drink mix of all the Vitamineral Max in a drink powdered form. So it's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that stuff. It's got a great flavor, easy to add into it, whether it's an existing shake, it can be drank on its own. It's really a wonderful formulation. And for those people out there that just aren't as sophisticated in doing juicing, for example, you know, going to the store, buying all those products, getting them, and not to mention you have about, you know, anywhere from 48 to 72 hours max to consume whatever you just spent many hours producing, because it will not stay and you're losing. That's another aspect of the benefits of using something like the Nutra Complete formulation.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So what's your next choice?
Another one that I really like on the glucose management side of things and overall oxidative stress, looking at like Ultrathione and B1, very easy for B1 to kind of go like, well, I think I just take B1, don't I? I mean, it's in my B complex or it's in my multi or whatever. This is a very specialized form of fat-soluble B1 that has some very profound effects. It is really, it's got a profound effect at stopping basically certain forms of free radical production. So being able to kind of inhibit the process of, say, glucose binding the proteins and then creating oxidative stress, a lot like you can envision rust on a car or the browning of an apple. Well, that kind of thing is happening all the time in our bodies as well. And so this certain form of fat-soluble B1 is profound at being able to inhibit the process from occurring and limiting that, because that's really what we're trying to do with so many things that we eat and try to eat clean, and the way we exercise, the clean water, as you say, that we drink. Dr. Bell, this is all about reducing the inflammatory load on the body so that it can last longer and stay healthier longer. And ultrathione and B1 is one of these profound nutrients that can really have a direct impact on the free radicals.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great combo.
And by the way, the ultrathione and B1 I use for eye disorders, peripheral neuropathy, diabetes, because the first free radical in diabetes is single oxygen, which you capture with the Nutritrala, which is very important if you're diabetic or have elevated blood insulin, elevated free radical levels. By the way, some people don't turn diabetic with high insulin. They develop osteoarthritis. They develop dyslipidemias like elevated triglyceride levels. So the pathway isn't just directly to diabetes or even obesity. Some people with elevated blood insulin, they'll benefit from the ultrathione B1 and Nutritrala because it's going to reduce the inflammation in their joints, right?
Yeah.
Interesting, eh?
Absolutely. Let's see. I think another huge formulation for people, Inflamex, is a powerful formulation for people that are dealing with acute or chronic inflammatory conditions. But it's a proteolytic enzyme formulation. So these are enzymes, not the ones you're thinking about in a lot of cases that are for digesting of food or to enhance digestion of food. These are taken away from food and instead can help enter systemic circulation and start changing some of the damage to the tissues that are going on in the body that your body normally will help break down. But in some cases, you have to wonder, you're like, why is it taking so long for the swelling or for the bruising? What's going on? You can often think about this formulation like Inflamex as being a way to kind of enhance that chi, if you will, the circulatory effect of being able to remove the debris from an accident quicker and more effectively. And that can help people feel a lot more comfortable very quickly, whether that's because it's acute or a more chronic challenge. Really fun formulation to watch people's reaction to.
Yeah. One of the ones we haven't talked about for a while is our new formula, which is the 5-HTP Cross and the Stress to Go. Now, people say, what application does that have? Well, first off, you need to cross the blood-brain barrier or you can't maintain serotonin levels for mood and melatonin levels for sleep induction and healing. Your stem cells actually don't release until your pineal gland and your brain, your melatonin, actually cycles through every 180 minutes. Then there's a major cycle that puts you to sleep at night. And if you don't cycle, your stem cells don't even get released from your bone marrow and your other tissues. Amazing, hey? So maintenance of mood and maintenance of the parasympathetic dominant healing phase of your life cycle is on that 180-minute cycle, and it's dependent on the idea of getting serotonin across the blood-brain barrier. And then the thing that blocks your normal production of melatonin and can make you depressed is elevated stress hormones. Interesting, isn't it? So, Ryan, let's talk about those for a minute. 5-HTP crosses, 5-hydroxytryptophan crosses the blood-brain barrier. And the stress to go has a number of different formulas that work on reducing the stress hormone response to fight or flight.
Right. Well, this is a key. If we don't change our perception and capabilities to respond to stress, things are going to perpetually get worse and worse for us. And I think most people can certainly say, yeah, I'm not doing a good job of controlling stress just from their outward thought processes and so forth. And so inwardly, we know it's much deeper than that. So these two formulas together in combination are very powerful. So stress to go and your 5-HTP cross, really neat dynamic formulas to use.
Yeah, interesting, hey? Amazing stuff. It really is. Thank you, Ryan, for an amazing discussion. We'll be back again next Tuesday to continue this dialogue, or Thursday, to continue this dialogue this week. And coming up on hour number two, we're going to talk about our Edgar Cayce monatomic iodine and Jim Cole. John W. Spring with major analysis of what's going on with Trump and Syria and the situation lining up with North Korea. We do have representation back and forth to President Trump, but I'm not pleased with the full data that we're getting because he's not properly advised. But you better listen. Back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.